So super weird.
What's that?
My phone just randomly, you heard it.
I did. That was weird.
Said the Siri said to me, here is what you need to know about constipation.
In the health app.
In the health app. Right. And I'm like, well, I didn't even ask that. I did not ask Siri anything like that.
First of all, this is your Siri. So
it's
this
Siri.
Your Siri. Yeah. Your Siri knows you better than anyone. Better yes. than probably Juan even so knows you.
Does you think that suggests that I'm having constipation?
I think you are having constipation yeah. problems right now, and go. Siri is trying to help you.
Hey, speaking of constipation problems.
No, really?
No, I have no segue.
How are we segueing?
I have no segue to that. I just thought I'd try it. So, Ireland. Yeah,
he's
Bergman.
Gone.
Bergman, yeah. You're on cut today, and you are already winning a bet.
I am winning a bet. So I had the Nationals Dodgers game. I took the under. It was 9.5, and it's 2-0 Nationals.
Nine
right now,
and a half. Wow.
In the top of the eighth inning, but I feel like most day games take the under. That's always my thought: is take the under in
right.
day games because they're used to playing at night, and they just it doesn't. The
is there any
well.
Proof of that, or if
in
you
my brain.
Run a computer program or anything?
Yes,
it's just
yes.
like you saying
it's my,
off the
my
cuff.
My brain is the computer
yeah.
program.
So last night, Bergman, you'll be happy to know I won four bets.
Four bets.
I won 4-0
wow.
last night. I had the Dodgers minus 1.5. I had the Padres
nice.
Over the, it was Dylan Cease pitching. I forget who they were.
I don't know who they're playing, but Angel Hernandez was behind the plate. That's why you won that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I won, and I won the Lakers plus one. And oh, I lost Golden State minus three.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
half.
All took Golden State.
We all were on
and
Golden
that
State
was,
yesterday.
Oof, that yeah. was not a pretty picture.
Now, if you have not tried Cut, go do this now. It's KUTT. You can download it in the App Store and all those places, Google Play, and you can start betting with us. I'm betting on there every day. Bergman's betting on there every day. If you use ESPNLA as your code, you'll get a 10% deposit bonus. It's KUTT.com. Use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus, and it is fun.
It is fun.
Fun gambling. Well, except if you're...
But you're down, right? Overall, you're
I'm
down?
I'm down over... yeah, looks like I'm down $9 right
$9?
Now.
That's not bad.
No.
That's
I started with 200. I'm at 191.
Okay. So yeah, that's so not so bad. I started with 50 and I'm at like 160.
By the way, I think this is probably average, right?
Yes.
Average is... If you bat 50%, you're doing pretty well.
Right. If you're only $9 down, you're doing very well. You're right there. Just barely
I've been
in the
betting
money.
For weeks like a fool.
Like a betting
hey,
maniac.
Hey, nice.
Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen... it is 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Last night, Lakers win.
I see a lot that are on my side.
Look, I don't know if this is about sides. Is this about sides?
You are on the side of Denver.
I'm
on
not,
the side of the Lakers.
But I'm not rooting for Denver.
No,
yes.
no, of course not. No,
no,
no.
We are
I don't
not rooting.
You're being true to yourself. You're
correct.
Being honest.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mason and I want the Lakers to win. We want them to win.
Do you, though, Lauren?
Yes, I do.
Oh, come okay. on.
Don't give me that. Don't start that. Listen. Do not.
Let's go to Jason in Hollywood. Jason, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
The one.
I got Denver in six. Lock it in. Put it
wow.
on cut. I'll bet
Hit
someone
the splash.
On cut.
You'll
Hit
bet somebody on cut. Go to cut. I'm sure you can get that bet right now. Denver in six. Now, see, that's what I say. So
that's
there,
where I'm
there's at. Our 2 o'clock call today.
Thank you, Mace. I like that you took no, that call.
The lines are full. Every single line is full. One person said Denver at six, and you took that specific
and
call.
And that's
smart.
Our 2 o'clock call of the day.
It's over.
Yeah. No, let's
Mace
go to
is smart.
Let's go to Anthony and Gardena. Anthony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lakers in six. Why? Because you always got to go against Mason.
Oh!
Every time Mason says, I'm blowing right past the first round to the second round, we lose. But this time he's going Denver, so Lakers winning that, baby.
Okay.
It's the Mason
betting
jinx.
Against Mace.
He's bringing the Mason jinx back.
Well, you know where Darvin Ham thinks I should be.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Yeah.
You really should be. For that? It was crazy.
For that
it,
comment? No.
No, that comment was crazy. They should lose on purpose
now,
to play again on Friday.
It's not a crazy comment.
It
it's
was.
Not a crazy comment.
Yeah. It was nonsense.
And I really wondered when LeBron was so quiet in the fourth quarter if maybe, I mean,
yeah.
maybe.
Okay, see.
I mean.
I will be very, very honest about it. LeBron played terrible.
He was terrible at the end of the game.
He was.
He wasn't great in the game. He's 6-20 from the field in the game, but terrible and non-existent down the stretch.
No, it, after the third, in the, after the gigantic monster of a man, Zion Williamson, actually lifted him off his feet on a charge call, he was terrible after that. Yeah. Which is understandable. But from the 3-minute mark in the third quarter is about when he started just completely coasting.
Yeah,
they won that game despite of LeBron yesterday.
Well, they won the game because Zion left the game.
Yes. No, I totally
they
agree.
Were going to lose that game if Zion hadn't injured his knee. And by the way, apparently he's not available tomorrow night or Friday night.
It's a hamstring, so he is out.
He's out, and even if they win, won't be available for the first round of the playoffs at least. We'll be evaluated in weeks.
Can you really see the Kings losing to the Pelicans without Zion and Brandon Ingram only able to play 25 minutes?
Yeah, no, I think Sacramento should win that game.
They should.
Yeah, they absolutely should. They played really well last night.
And the crazy thing, too, is that if they make it to the 8th seed, which they probably will, they could take out OKC also.
Oh, yeah, no, I think OKC is, again, the youngest team in the league or the second youngest team in the league, I think. No playoff experience. We talk about this all the time, but in the NBA playoffs, you talk about sort of graduating over a period of time. You get to a certain point and flame out. You get to a little further. You get to the final. You've got to graduate, and this is a freshman team. Yeah, they've got time to go.
They very much are. And
they're going to be a championship contender. I don't think they're going to win this year.
No, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is phenomenal and going to be an MVP candidate year in and year out. But this is what happened with Denver, too. Denver had to slowly make their way and keep their team completely together to get to the point of where they are right now. And now they are a juggernaut. So for the Lakers to win in six, it's going to take a lot.
Everybody says I'm wrong on the phones. Get a couple more people to say I'm wrong. CJ and Van Nuys, why am I wrong?
All right, you're wrong because this is going to be a different Laker approach than it was last year. I say Lakers in six only because last year the sweep wasn't really a sweep. Every game was close. We just didn't finish the games. That was it. What we need to do is get Jokic in early foul trouble. AD has to go ham. Mm-hmm. If AD goes ham, makes Jokic become a defender, get him in foul trouble, let's do our thing, man. LeBron can't shoulder it all. LeBron cannot shoulder the burden.
Okay.
AD has to step up.
CJ, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about that. So
There's a lot there.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that for whatever reason, well, because he's the best player in the world, nobody's got an answer for Jokic. Nobody does.
No.
And he is going to do all the Jokic stuff. He's going to be a walk-in triple-double. To say last year wasn't a sweep is not only factually inaccurate, but it's even figuratively inaccurate. The reality is that they did snatch games in the final 5 minutes of regulation, but at the same time, that's what they do all the time. They are the best team in the final 5 minutes of a game statistically in the entire league. They were last year, and they're that again. And that's why I hope they pull it off. I hope they pull it off. It's better for us. It's better for us as Laker fans.
I genuinely would love the Lakers to win. I know, you know, we talk a lot of crap, whatever. I think Denver is the hardest.
Are you really rooting for the Lakers to win? You're the one person I'm not sure about.
No,
really?
I love the Lakers. Same here. Yeah. No, I would. I just think Denver's such a great team. It goes back to what you were saying. It's not me rooting against my team. It's I know how good they are.
We've
seen it. But I did tell Brian, if the Lakers pull it off, and I said this in our meeting, I would be shocked. I said this. But if they pull it off, they're winning the whole thing.
See, totally agree with that. Because if they get past this is the best team, they'll be better than Boston as well. You're right. What they do in the last 5 minutes of games is incredibly impressive. It's what they grind you down so that they keep you close.
And then Murray just takes over.
And takes over. But this is at a point now where you can actually kind of counter it. We were talking about Gabe Vincent earlier. He is he's a pesky, good defender that's someone that can actually guard Jamal Murray and hopefully stay in front of him. It's about, you have to match those other guys. So if you're matching Michael Porter, if you're matching Aaron Gordon, there's things that you can do that can help.
I just look at it and say that. Vincent, Schroeder, Wash, no Vando, not as good of a matchup for the Lakers.
So the one thing that I think they're better at is three-point shooting.
And they are a better three-point shooting team than they have
and
been.
That
yeah.
And that can be something that's an equalizer.
The but they take like the third fewest in the league.
They do, but they also hit them at one of the highest clips in the league.
Yeah, they outshot New Orleans last night.
Yeah, so if they pump that up just a little bit, take a little bit more, not LeBron when he has no legs and he's not hurt and his chest feels caved in,
right?
Then I think they can be better. D'Angelo Russell is playing at a much higher level than he did last year.
Right.
That's truthful. The spot that Austin Reeves is playing at is way, way better than he was last year and even the beginning of this year. They have more guys that can actually hit three-pointers and keep you in games and can get you to keep it close in those last 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Coming up next for you, last night the other playoff game was interesting, or play-in game. Golden State and Sacramento. Sacramento won that thing. Klay Thompson struggled mightily.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And what I found from this is that AI is not as smart as we think it is.
Oh,
I'll
yeah?
explain that coming up. In the meantime, life's journey has got its highs and lows. Maybe you're doing great right now. You're flying high. You don't need this. If you're struggling, if you're having a hard time, and we all go through it, right? Anxiety, depression, you're feeling overwhelmed, whatever that is, the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through all of it. They have a caring team, and they offer more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771, or you can visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dodgers down 2-0, top of the ninth. Nationals have a runner in first, and this is Michael Grove on the mound for the Dodgers.
He's pitched really well in this. If he gets through this next batter, that's three clean innings from him. Best I've seen him pitch in weeks.
I'm trying to think, who's the Nationals closer?
I don't know.
I don't know if they've got a set closer job or not.
Do the Nationals have any?
Who they will see.
But if the Dodgers lose this at 2-0, they'll lose three of the last four series.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It is not good. It is not good. It's nothing to worry about, but it's not good.
It's going to be, they'll be 12-9.
Yeah. I'm not investing a lot in the regular season.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's not really worth anything.
No. I mean, yeah. They're going to win the division. I don't care if they do it with 90 wins or 116 wins. Just win the division. And then you got to do damage in October, obviously.
Nice pitch from Grove.
Very nice pitch. Bottom of the zone. Hey, tomorrow. Oh, sorry about that. It's Lakers Winning Wednesday today on 710 as we react to everything from last night in NOLA. And we're looking ahead to game one of the playoffs on Saturday night against the Nuggets. Don't miss a moment today on 710. Keep on checking back with us all day long. And don't forget, all reaction Monday is... I can't read.
What is going on with you?
What is that?
It's... Brian, you read it. Can you read it?
Yeah, there was no glass.
Here, Brian.
Give it to Brian. Give it to Brian.
Here, Brian.
Okay, Brian. I have it. I got your back, Brian.
Which one am I reading?
Bottom one.
It's a Lakers Winning Wednesday on 710 as we react to everything from last night and NOLA, and we look ahead to game one of the playoffs on Saturday, right? Saturday night against the Nuggets. Don't miss a moment today on 710. Keep checking back with us all day. And don't forget to react. Reaction made possible by Michelob Ultra. 2.5 carbs, 95 calories. Enjoy it. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
There you go.
I mean,
through the glass.
That was
really good. I'm trying to give you the read, Brian.
2.6 carbs, just to be fair, because you know that extra 0.1 carb.
2.6
carbs. By the way, it's a tricky piece of copy.
I don't know who wrote it.
Well, you know, you guys give me a lot of hell for that ZipRecruiter read, but
I think it's Morales.
It's a tricky piece of copy.
It is a tricky piece.
It's not actually written right.
As Momo told us, you have to go into a different mode. You have to be someone else. You're not Steve Mason reading.
Oh, come on.
That's what
all I got. Steve Mason card is the only one I can play. Are you kidding me?
Momo told me to be someone else. Don't be Greg Bergman when you're reading it. Be someone else. Act.
What if I told you?
I think it depends on the read, right? Like, if it's something that's... Like,
wait, I'm not putting on a character to do a commercial.
Yeah, no, it's like, these are liners.
Scene.
It's
I don't
yeah.
say scene at the end
oh,
of doing
sorry.
A read.
You should. After
scene
every read.
And scene.
It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
We'll annoy every scene. Actor out there listening right now.
No.
All right, so AI is great. I mean, how much do you use AI, Bergman?
I don't use it as much as possible because it's scary and it's going to take us over and we're all going to
die.
Well,
here's the thing. You're either using it or you're getting your ass kicked by it. This is the reality. You're either using it or it's coming to take your job.
That's true.
But not as smart as you would think. So last night, Klay Thompson.
It's learning.
It's right. And maybe it won't make this mistake again. So last night, Klay Thompson had a terrible night. Was 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3-point.
Brutal.
Now, during the game, everybody on Twitter started tweeting about bricks, and he's throwing up bricks, and everybody used that a lot. Okay, so what Twitter has is they've got their own AI, and it takes tweets and then writes summaries of different events. So this is what AI wrote about last night's Klay Thompson performance.
Okay, it's called Grok, by the way.
Grok?
G-R-O-K, Twitter's AI.
Twitter's AI, okay. Grok. Here's what it says. In a bizarre turn of events, NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento. Authorities are investigating claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks. Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding the accusations. The incidents have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged brick attacks remain unclear.
See, I think that's amazing.
It is. But
that is fantastic.
Is that you believe AI is going to take over the world and they can't over the summary of the Golden State Sacramento game?
Not yet.
Yeah.
But you know who also be really offended by this?
Who?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, that's right.
He would not like this.
He would not like the entire.
If he was 0 for 10 and 0 for 6, you'd be angry if
angry,
that was coming
exactly.
So, vandalizing houses.
Yeah, and so I don't think that the Warriors will wind up staying together.
No, you can't keep the whole thing together. But I was thinking about this earlier. Like, would you rather have Draymond on this team or rather have Klay?
When you say on this team, are you talking about
the Warriors? The
right?
Warriors, yeah. So if the Warriors,
I'd rather have Draymond.
One. See,
Draymond is the engine that makes that team
he's
go.
He's also the guy that causes like panic around that team. He's going to get suspended again next year. He is going to cost you games next year.
But in the end, are you going to win more games with Draymond or with Klay? You're going to win more games with Draymond.
Probably, yes. But if he keeps doing what he did this year and he gets suspended again, if he does something crazy like, you know, kicking someone in the nuts or getting him into a chokehold,
right,
which is very possible.
It's probably going to happen.
It's probably going to happen. Does he actually stick around for the whole season? Or will his suspension be 15 games? I'm like, okay, he's reformed now.
Yeah,
bring him back in.
I don't think it's the Warriors without Draymond Green. I mean, I said he's the engine. He really is the engine that has made that team go for years. And Klay is not the player that he was. He still had averaged 16 points a game and played 77 games and shot 40% from three and led the league in free throw shooting, all that stuff. So he's still a good player. He's just not Klay Thompson.
At least
he's not that Klay Thompson.
He's not the Splash Brother of old.
No.
But he is going to be there game in and game out, where I don't know if I can trust Draymond to be out there game in and game out. I don't know when he's going to, something's going to flick in his head and he's like, oh, I'm going to go nuts again. And then he's going to be gone for however many games into the season.
Right.
So I'd rather have the guy that I know will be available to me. I don't know that Draymond will be available. And you could probably get him cheaper. Klay Thompson's an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, Klay Thompson, yeah, probably. I mean, I watched this morning, I think on the Get Up, I don't know if it was Legler, one of those basketball guys, Windhorst, said that Klay is going to probably go from $46 million a year to something in the 20s.
Yeah, sure.
Which is right.
And I think Draymond's making, what, $25 million a year? And he probably will want around the same or more. Give me the guy that's going to be in there game in and game out.
Right, right. So I just realized we have made an extraordinary mistake, and it's because of a lack of
focus.
We forgot to talk about baseball pitching injuries. We teased that for today.
It was supposed to be. Oh, Morales is going to be so mad at us.
Are you upset?
We are so heartbroken.
Yeah, the pitching injury conversation.
We were looking so much forward to it that we forgot.
Do we do it now or has the window closed?
I don't know. I mean, you said you wanted to do three segments of pitching injuries.
We're
pretty far past that. We can do one segment.
We are. By the way, Teoscar Hernandez at the plate for the Dodgers. They are down 2-0, bottom of the ninth inning, two away, nobody on, and a 1-2 count.
So this could be the end of this series for the Dodgers.
And have we figured out who the closer is for the Nationals?
Right, Finnegan. Kyle
Finnegan. Kyle Finnegan, yeah. Kyle Finnegan, and there it is.
Oh,
swing and a miss, and he's done.
Missed at a really bad pitch off the plate.
Not a good pitch.
Wow.
I always thought, if there was one play-by-play job I would love, it's baseball.
Yeah. You did it before.
I did it before. I actually thought I was pretty good. Takes a long time to get. But I still think that I could be doing games. Maybe I'll go to the minor leagues. And I'll do the Rancho Cucamonga Quake games.
You want to do that now?
Yeah. Can we put them on the app?
I mean,
can we put
they're owned by the Dodgers?
Can
we
put Quake Baseball on the app?
No, the other station would do that.
The other station. Yeah.
If you want to go to an Angels affiliate, we can probably do that.
You know what? The Angels have not invited me to sing the national anthem yet.
Do it right now. Just put it on the air right now.
Okay. Angels, John Carpino, all you guys over there.
Yeah.
Hey. National anthem. I'm your guy. Let's roll.
Hey, the Kings are still playing. They're going to be in the playoffs. Want to go to the Kings playoff game?
Go, Kings, go.
I'm there. I'm there. You know, I would sing at the Angel City FC.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would do that. They're apparently pack BMO all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think this is possible, but I'm going to try. Pride Night at Dodger Stadium is coming up. I would love to sing the national anthem at Pride Night.
That'd be great.
It would be great.
I don't
Let's
think
make
that
it happen.
They will
no, I,
let you.
Again, the other station.
The other station.
The other station thing really hurts.
Petros might be able to do it.
Oh, I don't think Petros can sing. I don't think Petros can do a lot of things. Singing is not one of them. All right, coming up next for you, a surprising stat about the California population. This is surprising. It's coming up next. In the meantime, if you were recently injured in an accident and you haven't called my friend Jacob yet, what are you waiting for? Not taking action may cost you money. What's that mean? Well, let's say you're injured in a car accident a few months ago and you thought, all right, this pain's going to go away. And you never went to see a doctor. But now, a few months later, it's getting worse every single week. And the problem is, because it's been a few months since the accident, it's much more difficult to prove that your pain was caused by that accident. Therefore, words I never usually use, but happen to be in a script. Therefore, you'll probably have to pay for this yourself. Do not put yourself in this situation. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob right away. He will get you to the doctor with no money out of pocket so you can physically recover quickly and not have to pay for it yourself. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
the car insurance has gone up 25%.
Has it really?
Our car insurance. And there's not been an accident or anything like that. Apparently, they're just jacking up insurance.
Is it just the insurance companies jacking it up? Or is it you did nothing?
I did nothing, no.
Well, you did run into your own car.
Yeah, but that wasn't reported.
No, but
you didn't report yourself.
I just fixed my own car. Juan, I did run into my own car, but
Juan didn't go to the insurance company and say, "Hey, Mace hit me."
Yeah, we currently have these discounts: good driver, 3-year clean discount, 5-year accident free discount, and multi car discount. And the price has gone up 25%.
So everybody in California got an increase.
Oh, no.
And some, so I have Allstate, and they used to not do the first and last month.
Right.
They started doing that this year.
Yeah.
And
into first and last month.
So, like, for example, a lot of companies used to lock you in for the price for the year.
Right.
Like AAA did that. And you would have to pay the first month and the last month. So you would, and then you would get one free month within, right? So Allstate now does that,
yeah.
But they didn't because they want to keep your price down, which, by the way, they still increased their
Yeah, they still increased it.
Everybody increased
Even
it.
Even if you're a good driver, they're increasing
Everybody.
Stuff.
And Terrible. State Farm actually took out some of their home insurance from certain counties here
right.
in California.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of things happening.
A lot of things changing, yeah. Although, this is interesting. This is actually what I teased, so you led me right into it. Thank
perfect.
You. Perfect. The last 2 years... population of California increasing again. Population's going back up. It took a dive.
It did.
Around pandemic time, since 2022, the population is up. Everybody's like, oh, people are fleeing California. And some people did, and I totally get it. It is expensive. But at the same time, people are still coming. California's still California.
Well, because all those people that went to, like, Tennessee or to Kentucky.
They're like,
or,
what the hell?
What the hell did
Iowa,
I do?
Whatever. They're like, this isn't California.
Right.
And they moved back because they're like, I need to be back where I actually belong and what I like to do. I like that I can go to the mountains and go to the
Will
beach.
Will you ever live anywhere but California?
I have.
But no, from this point forward in your life.
I would live in Hawaii again.
Yeah.
It's more expensive.
Yeah, that one place that's more expensive than
right,
California
exactly.
is Hawaii.
I would probably move back to Colorado. I loved
really?
Colorado. Yeah,
no, but amazing. I'm asking will you? Not
will
where
you?
Could you live, but will you ever live
yeah,
outside of California?
I don't think so. I don't think so anymore. Unless I have a ton of money and I can go back to Hawaii, I'm never moving anywhere
Laura,
else.
Will you ever live anywhere but California?
I would. If I had the money to
Do you move. Think you will?
I would love to live in Spain for about 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I would love to live in Europe.
But then you'd want to move back. You said 2 years. You'd want to move back
yeah,
to
I'm
California.
Yeah, I'm not ending my life in, like, Spain. Like, I want to eventually retire and live
here
in California.
Yeah, but you yeah. would live 2 years.
Yeah, I would live abroad
as
somewhere.
As an expat, yeah. Brian, what about you?
Oh, 1,000%.
Always be in California.
No, I will move out of California.
1,000%?
Yeah.
You're going to move out of
yeah,
California.
Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised in California, you know, born and raised in San Diego, lived up in Humboldt. I've lived in California my whole life.
Yeah.
Both parts of the, you know, both ends.
So why do you think you'll leave?
I don't know. I'm just kind of, I want something new. And like, my family, all from California, and they've all moved now. I got sisters in Colorado, Texas, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they all enjoy it. And I've, you know, been out there now kind of in... My family moved to Tennessee, and they absolutely love it.
When did they move to Tennessee?
I want to say 2021.
Are they in Nash Vegas?
They're like an hour outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everybody loves Nashville. That's the one thing.
I heard yeah. it's beautiful.
Does yeah. Allison want to move out of
Yeah, I think
California?
So, too. I don't think we're necessarily, like, attached here to California, necessarily. It's so much cheaper to live outside of California.
Of course,
it's crazy cheaper. It's like, man.
But you're outside of California.
You don't want to be the board operator, associate producer
Wait a minute,
for
don't
Mason in Ireland.
No, he's a producer on this show.
I said associate producer.
Well, you started
I think
with.
He's a full, I've raised him
he's
to full
okay,
level
sure.
producer.
Producer Brian, absolutely. Yeah,
right. Got yeah. a raise.
Give him the raise.
Producer Brian. You don't want to be a producer Brian on Mason Ireland show for the rest of your life? Mason's going to be here till he's 90.
I'm going to keep on cranking here.
All right. I mean, I didn't say when.
Yeah.
Know,
right.
I mean, 20 years from now, I'll move out.
John would tell you to go.
Right. No, I would be dead cold shock if I ever live outside California.
Well, you lived in Ohio for a good amount of time.
I've lived in California longer than I've lived in Ohio.
Really. And you moved to New York, which would be basically the
other spot. 2 years, yeah, in New York.
So now this is the place that you love.
This is the place that I love.
Now, if you had enough money, would you move to Costa Rica?
Absolutely. Oh. No, wait a minute.
You wouldn't?
Would I be able to do my job?
Sure.
From Costa Rica?
Well, I mean, Comrex works anywhere,
doesn't it? Oh, well, you just gave him an out.
You're allowed to do that.
Well, I mean, well, no. If you're here, you're working here in studio.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You don't get to do that.
No, I would. You know, I guess I'd like to, after things slow down a little bit, I would think about going to Costa Rica or something like that. But I can't imagine living outside of L.A. County. I've been in L.A. for, you know, the better part of 33 years. So this is home now.
Would you move to Panama? I heard that's beautiful.
Panama is supposed to be great. I've not been to Panama. I've been to I've been to El Salvador and Nicaragua. I've never been to Panama.
That's where Krishna wants to end up. Panama.
And Panama is a great country for expats. A lot of Americans live in Panama.
A lot of Americans live there.
People give a bad rap to California and Los Angeles because it is very, very expensive. You cannot get a house unless you have two incomes. It's not possible.
Yep.
And so, if then.
and expensive. But it's really, there's not many places that are better to live. It's very open. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what you look like. Everybody accepts you for the most part.
Yeah.
I think Los Angeles is a very great city to live in.
Yeah.
It's not like that everywhere in the world.
No,
you're
it's
right.
Not.
I give you that.
You know what I was going to do here?
What were you going to do? We were going to do arm issues.
No.
We're not doing that?
Oh, the pitching?
Oh, Lakers and
listen
five girl.
Listen in Ireland. You little Lakers for life. Lakers for life. You little
I forgot my second button. Anyway, there's your.
You need to listen to So Super Sam.
So Super Sam.
Lakers in
five. Six. Does she say six or five?
No, she says five.
She says five.
So we got to talk to her again and find
Greg
out.
Greg Bergman ends up being right.
What was
Greg
that?
Bergman ended up being right?
I love that.
This
That's
is
great.
A
Thanks, Momo.
This is a button that has newly appeared on my screen.
Greg Bergman ends up being right.
Momo gets it. She's going to be here tomorrow. She gets it. I'm right. I like hearing that.
Greg,
it makes
you're
me
right.
feel good about myself.
What is this drop?
Which one?
I'm a good cupper.
I am a good cupper.
I got some on my screen in the room with Laura. They're pretty interesting. There's some Ireland ones that are really, really good.
I just deleted some, like the page that I used to have when we used to work with Sedano midday, like just the three of us. Yeah. And the whole row was people saying, Greg, take the L. Berg, take the L. And I was like, I just deleted all that.
Here, I found, how about this one?
Stop the hammering.
That's
what was
that's
that
Lawrence O'Donnell, who just lost it one night.
Do you still have the guy that... the guy that was in Congress, it was like, oh, duh, oh, duh.
Do we have that guy?
Oh, duh.
Can somebody check that? That's a great one. Duh. That's a great drop.
I think it's on my page.
Oh, duh. Oh, duh. Oh, duh. Oh, duh.
Isn't that guy not a really around
That's how
anymore?
They make politics in Britain, in England.
So when I'm arguing with Ireland to the death, you just play that.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg, I think you're right.
give me all of those. Yeah, all of those.
Greg, I think you're right.
I need it for my ego.
All right. Coming up next for you, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool. Bergman's got stuff. No, you don't have stuff. You're
stuff.
In here today, so you don't have to have any stuff. Ireland's gone because his voice went south.
Right.
And so we said go home and get ready for the Lakers game on Saturday. It's a playoff game. It's game one.
Right. Can we do pitching injuries?
We will do pitching injuries at three.
Okay.
At three.
Sure.
Coming up next for you, Brian's got stuff. Laura's got stuff. It's What's Up, Fool. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Instead, here's Laura.
All right, guys. So we've been talking a lot about the WNBA, and I was not aware there's only 12 teams in the WNBA.
I didn't realize that. No.
Yeah, really? Yeah, only 12.
Why did I not know that?
I Googled that, too, to confirm.
Okay, all right. I trust you.
There's only 12 teams, and the WNBA commissioner said that she's pretty confident that by 2028 there will be 16 teams.
Okay.
And possible WNBA expansion cities are Philadelphia, Portland, South Florida, Toronto, Denver, and Nashville.
Okay.
Are you guys excited by the guys back there?
I don't know what the hell
they're watching.
Doing back there.
In the next room. What are they
doing?
So
they are watching a soccer match, and George actually wanted to come and change the channel, the 40 channel. I was like, don't touch it. Greg just messed with it.
Yeah.
No, please don't touch it.
Yeah, Jorge's throwing paper in the air. Did somebody win?
Yeah, somebody won. I'm not a
Cody's
big.
Cody's very excited. Yeah. Chuck the snakes over there.
Soldano will lose his mind if ESPN has taken off one of those three channels. Leave 40 as
Thank
ESPN.
You.
ESPN at all times.
He was like, you're so afraid of Greg. I was like, nah, bruh. I know how hard that was for him to change it.
By the way, that back room is for producing. You are producing a YouTube stream. It's not for Jorge to be screaming at everyone back there.
Exactly.
Get out of the room. Go watch in the other bullpen, Jorge.
Now, Laura, what was the question again?
The question was,
I think there should be more WNBA teams.
No, that was not the, that was not the question.
I agree.
That was my hot take.
Out of all the cities I read, which one?
Repeat them, please.
Okay, Portland, Philadelphia, South Florida, Toronto, Denver, and Nashville. Out of those cities, which one do you think would be the best one to start in, to have the next one?
Let's see. Okay. I would say
Philly's a great one.
Philly's a great town. Yeah.
Philly's a good one.
Actually, I think Nashville
Portland's
would be a good
a great basketball city, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going with, Portland.
South Florida. I mean, you're going, it's happening down there. I mean, who am I to pick? There are four of them?
So there's, we need four. And then these were the possible expansion city. But my thing is, out of those possibilities, which one should they start with?
By the way,
I would actually start with Portland. Portland's a great basketball town.
Sure. I like that too. I actually think Nashville.
And they don't have a bunch of other teams.
Right. That's the thing. That's why I think Nashville would be a good place too, because it is a destination for a lot of bachelorette parties.
Every bridal party is
always
there.
And it's also.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every bachelorette party is now going to Nash Vegas.
And also, I can't think of another one. I think they just have the Predators, and that's it. So it'll be the Predators and the WNBA team. I think that'd be a great place to start.
That's a great spot, too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. I don't know if you saw this story floating around yesterday during the Blue Jays broadcast, but the starting
pitcher. I watch
the
Blue Jays broadcast all the time.
Yeah, I also on social media, you know?
I have the Blue Jays full pass.
Yushi Kikuchi shares a $3,000 bottle of single malt Japanese whiskey. The year that it was bottled was the year he was drafted.
Okay.
Came to the Blue Jays after every Blue Jay win that he starts. So to me, I saw that and I was like, wow, this is the best teammate ever.
A shot?
No, so he breaks out the whole bottle for the team.
Oh.
Every time he's starting and the Blue Jays going to win, he's bringing out this, you know, $3,000 bottle of whiskey for the team as like a team bonding. As
Hey,
you got me the win kind of a deal.
Okay.
Step it up, Greg.
So this is, seriously. So this is kind of like Joe Boo with the run in Major League.
Right, right, true.
Whenever he feeds Joe Boo the rum, then he hits home runs. I love this. I think that's amazing. And by the way, Japanese whiskey, delicious.
So good.
Delicious.
Yeah, I never had it.
You don't like whiskey, though. It's brown water.
It is brown water.
No, I love whiskey, and Japanese whiskey is delicious.
What's weird is I'm of mixed thought on this. So like, I love a good old-fashioned. Now, is that bourbon or is that whiskey?
That's bourbon.
Okay.
You can get a whiskey, too.
I like an old-fashioned.
Rye whiskey, usually.
Yeah, whatever that's my drink. Now, what was your question? Most expensive bottle we've ever had?
No. So that's what he does for his team. So I'm thinking, after a win, what are you going to propose to us if there's like a show, you're like, wow, that was a 10 out of 10 show.
10 out of 10.
What are you whipping out for us? Yeah. You know?
A nice high five.
Two words for you. Let's all go to Lazy Dog. Let's go to Lazy Dog to celebrate.
Sounds good.
Let's all put on flannel shirts and head down.
So I'll follow along with Yusei Kikuchi, and I will bring in my favorite bottle of scotch, which is Lagavulin. And if we have a really, really good show, we'll take a little finger of scotch.
Okay.
I love it.
I don't think anybody's getting anything for today's show.
Damn!
Well, John left in the middle of it. It was very hard.
John bailed.
You know what? I think we have great shows every day, Mace.
There you go.
That's the right attitude, and Mace loves when you're positive.
I do.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. We were talking about Clay earlier and how rough of a game he had last night. So with his future uncertain, Sam Amick thinks the Dallas Mavericks might be worth looking into. Do you guys think he would be a great fit there?
I think Clay as a spot-up shooter is still elite. I know he was awful last night, 0 for 10, 0 for 6. But if you think about him for the year, 18 points a game, led the league in free throw shooting, played 77 games, was very durable. I think there's definitely a place for Klay Thompson in this league. And by the way, Dallas or Orlando are the two teams in Vegas that are getting a lot of action. And I think he makes sense in Dallas.
Look, anytime you can get a guy that can shoot, if he, like you said, the spot up 3-pointer, if he can be around 40%, 38 to 40%.
And by the way, he was over 40% this year
from
three.
He's always over 40%. So if he's around 40%, you add him to any team that you can think of, he's going to be helpful. Torian Prince was 39, just under 40%. He was still helpful. It just doesn't play the defense the way that Clay does.
Right.
So if you put that on a team with, you know, with Luka, I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, it would be a great fit. I mean, he's obviously he won't get $46 million a year, anymore.
No.
But he's still going to get a contract in the $20 million range.
Right, and that's kind of cheap nowadays for the NBA.
By NBA standards, that is cheap. We live in a league where, you know, what's Jalen Brown make? $60 million,
I
think.
Oh, God, yeah, he's going to make up to $80
million. But, I mean, it's a ladder. Everybody's going to climb that ladder.
Inflation goes up every single year. That's always going to go up. So if you can get a guy like Klay Thompson that can shoot threes at a high clip, doesn't matter what team you're on.
What's up, foo?
Allegedly, Jason Kelsey's Super Bowl ring is apparently in a landfill somewhere here.
Yes, I know this story.
Cincinnati is what he was saying on his New Heights podcast. Apparently, they were playing a little needle in the haystack with the Super Bowl ring and two like kiddie pools of chili.
Of chili spaghetti and one other thing mixed in there. Yeah, cheese. It looks delicious.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And the best part of this is he says that he doesn't think Travis actually knows that he's actually lost his ring and they weren't able to find it. The best part of the story is they even went with metal detectors over the chili to try to find the Super Bowl ring. And it wouldn't pick up because apparently there's iron in chili.
Oh,
so couldn't read.
Wow.
You know, so crazy story. I don't know why you would, you know, do that.
So
kind of
my understanding is what they did was they took the Super Bowl ring and they put it in a sock. And then they took the sock and they mixed it in with all the spaghetti and the chili and the cheese. And then the idea was, can you find my Super Bowl ring? So as people are scooping spaghetti out of this thing, it sounds like somebody may have scooped the sock out with the spaghetti and it all went to the landfill.
Oh, no.
Well, my thing, too, is, I mean, maybe somebody found it and, you know.
And kept it?
Right? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but you do that, but then don't you win something if you find it? So they won something.
That's a great
point.
What
were they going to win?
Yeah. I don't know. So maybe that theory is a shot.
You're not just jumping in there for fun.
No, let me tell you something. This is a good bit.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah, this is a good bet.
What do you want to? It has to be kind of small.
Has to be kind of small. Yeah.
All right. What do you have that's kind of small?
Bob Miller Award. No, that's
a pretty
not
big.
Small.
That's a pretty big.
One of your chains.
Also, that's important to
oh,
you.
One of my chains. Two chains.
Okay. What are we going to put it in? Because it
two
can't
chains.
Have anything in iron.
Right.
A sock.
A sock, but you have to put it into something and have people dive in and try and find it.
No, you take the sock.
Yeah.
You put the chain in. Then you get the tub filled with spaghetti and cheese.
That.
Why?
Because the whole thing with the iron.
You won't be able to find it.
You won't
if
be able to find
it.
It's
macaroni and cheese. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
macaroni
about.
And cheese. Is there iron in macaroni
is there
and cheese?
Iron in... Really, a metal detector won't work with chili?
That's what that was
allegedly
what the story
to their
was.
Story.
That was their story.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I thought the same thing, but, you know, apparently...
Here's what I heard. We need a bit where we get a baby tub filled with spaghetti and chili and cheese.
Just put it all in cheese, and it's all nacho cheese. We get
a big tub of
cheese, put it in there,
with
and people dive
in
into the nacho cheese.
That's
so
gross.
One year for Valentine's Day, when I was still working in Toledo at 93QWRQN, I used to steal bits from Mark and Brian.
No.
I was a huge bit stealer.
Everybody steals everybody's bit.
So I would keep track of what Mark and Brian were doing. And they did this thing on Valentine's Day where they got dunked in chocolate. And so that bit immediately transferred to Toledo. And we had a dunk tank with the dunk tank filled with milk chocolate. And people could dunk us in the chocolate for Valentine's Day. It was a great bit. Thank you, Mark and Brian. Mark and Brian.
Did you go into the chocolate? How many times?
All night.
Yeah.
I mean, all night. People just throwing, sinking me in the chocolate all night long.
Sorry, Laura, in my ear, I'm talking. In the first All-Star game.
Yep.
That was when I had the dunk tank and you put me in the dunk tank.
That's right.
I was in and out of that thing constantly.
Yeah.
I couldn't really breathe. My whole throat was filled with water.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun. The chocolate was fun. I had a good time. It's another bit. Although I think I like the tub filled with chili.
Cheese,
better.
Chili. Wait, I like that one. Cheese.
Was it milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Nacho chocolate?
No, dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
No, this is not a Shidano conversation.
No,
about,
no,
like,
I just wanted to know.
It was milk chocolate, I think. Yeah, it was like Hershey's syrup. Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, that's
different.
That's
sticky.
Can you imagine
a tank
filled with Hershey's syrup?
It's going to be all over you.
It was a good bit. Good bit.
It is a good bit. You should do it again. Next Valentine's Day.
It's Mark and Brian's bit.
It's yours now.
Oh, okay.
It was in Toledo.
It was in Toledo. You're right. It was in Toledo. It was in Toledo. All right, there you have it. There is your What's Up. Well, coming up next, the long-awaited conversation about pitching injuries in Major League Baseball.
We've been waiting.
You ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready. We've been doing it for 2 days now.
Excellent. We will do it coming up next. In the meantime, you know I love the Commerce Casino and Hotel. And right now, you can experience the thrill of the world's largest poker room in the heart of L.A. The World Series of Poker is coming to the Commerce Casino and Hotel May the 10th through the 24th. You can take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Las Vegas in 2024. Visit commercecasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right in the action. One tournament can absolutely change your life. Come out to the big game. Check out the show and win big at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.